I think when they moved me into a gifted class in second grade is when my mom started talking to me about becoming a doctor, and it sort of stuck. And as I grew up, I just couldn't imagine doing anything else with my life. I was one of those people where they said, write an essay about your three career choices, and I could only think of one. Well, I'm a doctor at Outer Banks Family Medicine in Avon. I grew up on Hatteras Island and came back home to practice. I decided somewhere along elementary school age, maybe, that I wanted to be a doctor. And then as I grew up down here, I decided I wanted to come back here and give back to the community that I love so much. I went to medical school planning to be a pediatrician because I really like kids, and I felt like that was a need in our community to have a doctor just for kids. Through medical school, I fell in love with internal medicine a little bit more than the pediatrics, and I was really drawn to taking care of complex patients and solving mysteries that we get to do a little bit more in internal medicine than we do in pediatrics. But my heart was still for coming back to Hatteras and bringing pediatrics here. So I decided to do a combined residency in internal medicine and pediatrics after medical school, which allowed me to do both of the things that I loved. We do a lot at the Avon practice that we probably wouldn't do if we were in the city because of our geographic location and limited access to specialists and that sort of thing. So our practice is pretty unique in that we sort of branch out a little bit more than an internist or pediatrician or family doctor in the city would do. I have two kids. I have a 7-year-old named Isaiah, and I have a 5-year-old named Joshua. Two very energetic little boys. My older son is a healthy biological child of mine, and my younger son is 5, and we adopted him from China in September 2018, and he has cerebral palsy, so he's nonverbal for the most part. He's picking up some words, and he's hemiplegic, which means he can't use his right hand pretty much at all, and he's walking and climbing, and he's a little ball of joy. But I have now delved into the patient side of things with him, you know, a lot of doctor appointments and therapy appointments and that sort of thing. So I feel like that's changed my practice a little bit too, having experienced things from the patient side really for the first time in my life.